Welcome to Freedom Slay Podcast, where fempreneurs, side hustlers, and entrepreneurs come to fast track their success. If you're a millennial girl boss, listen, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the goods, because every week you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your business goals to create a life of time and financial freedom. I'm Gennette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin. Hey, hey, today is going to be a different episode. I haven't done a single episode in a really long time. I'm saying a single episode, an episode where I'm alone, I should say, where I haven't brought on a guest. And that's just because the guests that have been coming my way have been amazing and I wanted to give you all the information. However, I thought that being we're at the end of the year, it's really important to just do a little quick wrap up. And this is like super informal. We're freestyling here. It's raining, so you may hear some of that in the background. Hopefully it's just soothing. I just wanted to do a quick wrap up just to really bring together a lot of the big lessons we learned in the episodes over the year. So the first thing is that some things are going to be outside of our control. And this even goes to 2020 as a whole, right? I find a lot of times people want to focus on all the things that went wrong. And while it is important to not be blind to what is not going well, you also want to make sure you're putting that attention on what has went well for you. So understand that some things are going to be out of your control. And when they are, do what you can. And then you got to have to let the rest go. You have to. When you do this, it just makes life so much easier for you. And make sure you pivot where it's possible to create the very best solution. Okay, I think that's important. The other thing that we heard over and over and over in the episodes this year, and we're going to continue hearing it in next year as well, is the importance of understanding your audience beyond just the demographics of their age and race and maybe what education level they have or how much money they're making. All of those things are important, yeah. However, the psychographics are equally as important, but more important is being able to speak and resonate with that audience. So that is something you need to focus on going into the new year as well. Something else that is just a lifelong thing, and I've spoken about it before on the podcast, is the importance of surrounding yourself with folks moving in the same direction, preferably steps ahead of you, okay? We're going to move right along because that's pretty self-explanatory. You also want to lean on and support your own network. When you build these amazing, meaningful connections, don't let them go to waste. Check in, maybe set up Google alerts so you know what they're up to. If they get into the news for something, you can congratulate them. I get that life gets busy and I'm not saying that you have to be talking to people on a weekly basis or whatever, but at least check in to see how things are going. You never know where you can fit in and assist, where maybe they can assist you with something you're doing. You just never know, and networks are super powerful. So just make sure that you lean on those people in your network and also look to support them as well. And while we're on that topic, understand that there's no crab in a bucket mentality around here, right? Everyone is working together to lift each other up. Like, don't worry about what the next person's doing or if they're copying you and all that kind of stuff. Like, you just focus on doing good things, right? You want to make sure that you're always got pure intentions with your movements, if that makes sense. And another thing I found, not necessarily from the podcast episodes, but just like speaking to people in DMs, the answer is always there waiting for you to find it. Do that in the first instance. Always empower yourself to make a powerful decision. Empower yourself to find the answer you seek. It's just going to feel so much more gratifying when you do that. If you're looking for something and you know someone's done it, that means that it's available for you to do as well. Do the research, because when you ask someone a question that's so open-ended, like, how did you build your t-shirt brand? It's so many steps involved in that. And when you do that, it shows that you haven't even taken the first step, which is your own research. So give the person some respect and do your own research and give yourself some respect because you have the ability to find that information. Another thing I want you to do is to ask yourself, what's your intention? What's your intention with everything you post? What's your intention with the email before you send it? What's the intention with that DM before you send it off? Like, what is your intention? And is it beneficial for more than just you? I can't tell you how many messages I get in my DMs from people either looking to get on the Freedom Slay podcast or even in Black Enterprise, often in Black Enterprise, And the first thing is, hey, I have this business. I want you to share it. Can you tell me, you know, how I get this information to you to get on Black Enterprise or to get in Freedom Slay podcast? And I'm like, wait, hold up. Is it beneficial to my audience? Is it beneficial to the audience of Black Enterprise? What value are you bringing to the table for other people? It's never always about you. And this is just about pitches. But of course, I mean this with everything. What is your intention with a social media post? Is it to connect with your audience? Think about the intention before you put it out there, and then you'd find that you're having more success with these things. And when I say success, I'm not talking about like a like or a comment. I'm talking about actual results that you want to see from that. So they may not like it, but they may hop right to your website and buy, right? So ask yourself, what is the intention behind all that you're doing? And lastly, don't be afraid to try something new. This year, I started creating a product-based business that goes live on January 11th. If you are not on that mailing list, make sure you check it out. And you're going to want all the information if you have vagina heaven person, okay? And that is at bestperiod.com. And I've talked about it for the last couple months. I've been working on it since the very beginning of COVID, really around March 2020. And it's coming to an end right now. Not coming to an end, it's really starting, but as far as the behind the scenes process to take it to life. So it's really exciting. If you're on the mailing list, you're getting not just information about the product, but for me, it's really important, again, with the intention to have an education-focused brand to assist you to get your mind and your body wrapped around how to make your life better, right? And that means even for a menstrual cup brand, it's asking, how can you connect with your body? How can you know when there are red flags you need to pay attention to? What random facts do you not know about the thing you've had your entire life, aka your vagina, right? And I really want to create that knowledge base, not just to teach people about my product, but like I said, to teach them about themselves. And that's the intention behind the brand. I really do want to create an education-focused brand because I realized that just wasn't there. And of course, the highest quality product on the market. So it's really important for us to not be afraid to try something new. Had I been afraid of creating a product because I hadn't created one before, I wouldn't have gotten to this point. I wouldn't have been able to have that gratification, that gratitude that comes with being able to put something out in the world that is a physical product that creates meaningful change. And just seeing something that you thought up come into life in physical form and manifest in physical form is just a really great feeling. So had I been afraid to take a step because I hadn't encountered it or done it before, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have, you know, what I have today and what I'm putting forward on January 11th. So if you want to follow that journey, it's at best.period, and that's period with a T at the end, on Instagram, and it's bestperiod.com. And I'll link to that below in the show notes, but I wanted to keep it really short today and just talk about some things from the episodes. I wanted to talk about some things that I've had on my mind that I think is great for you to know and take into 2021, and just some things that I think would be helpful overall. We haven't connected in a while by myself because, again, like I said, I've had people on here with interviews, so I wanted to ensure that, you know, we were able to check in with each other before the end of the year. If you're listening to this episode, if you got to the end, make sure you take a screenshot and tag me over on Instagram. I have some amazing episodes lined up for you already from January through to, I think we're booked up until March content, like getting into March content. So there's so many amazing episodes already recorded and in the editing process for you. So I cannot wait for you to dive into those, and we will chat next time. Adios.
Okay. I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find a benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. #transparentAF. I appreciate you.